This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Results from a UN-coordinated international trial looking at four COVID-19 therapeutics have shown little or no positive impact on preventing death in patients infected with the new coronavirus. The Solidarity Therapeutics trial, overseen by the World Health Organization, WHO, found that remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, lopinavir, ritonavir and interferon appeared to have little or no effect on 28-day mortality or the in-hospital course of COVID-19 among hospitalized patients. The study involved more than 30 countries and investigated the effects of the treatments on mortality, ventilation and the length of stay in hospital. It did not examine other uses of the drugs, such as preventive treatment, which would require further trials. In a related announcement, the WHO said that COVID-19 had also highlighted the increased vulnerability of people with high blood pressure to the coronavirus. The warning is based on data from more than 120 countries showing significant COVID-related disruption to treatment for people suffering from chronic health conditions, with findings showing these patients make up 50 to 60% of all deaths through COVID. Dr. Bente Mikkelsen, director of WHO's Department of Noncommunicable Diseases, said that more than 1.1 billion people around the world suffer from hypertension, mainly in low- and middle-income countries.
When it comes to COVID-19 and hypertension, the 122 countries that has reported tells us that in over 50% of the countries, the healthcare services is disrupted fully or partially, 50% of the countries. And in addition, we see high number of fatalities. We don't have global figures yet, but we see in the range of 50-60% of the people that are severely ill and die in hospitals from COVID have hypertension, diabetes, and so forth. And we are working on the global targets.
An airlift of hope agreed by Yemen's warring parties to return more than 1,000 detainees to their families has been welcomed by UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths, who's urged both sides to agree to further peace-building measures. In a briefing to the Security Council on Thursday, Mr. Griffiths confirmed that the extraordinary operation had begun in line with an agreement reached last month in Switzerland between the government of Yemen and Houthi opposition representatives. Although the prisoner swap, which continued on Friday, will bring immense relief and comfort to many families, said the veteran UN negotiator, he noted that it does not include many thousands more Yemenis detained during the course of this conflict, likely numbering some 15,000. While appealing for further prisoner release talks, the UN special envoy also called for face-to-face meetings between the warring parties so that they can agree on a joint declaration to end more than 5 years of catastrophic fighting. If agreed, the development would prepare the ground for a nationwide ceasefire, economic and humanitarian measures, and the resumption of the political process. Hate speech has no place in this Sunday's general elections in Bolivia, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said on Friday. In an appeal for a peaceful and inclusive national poll, Ms. Bachelet urged Bolivia's authorities, political and other actors, to refrain from any actions that could spark a repeat of violent political clashes over the disputed election last year that left at least 30 people dead and more than 800 injured. The High Commissioner expressed serious concern at inflammatory language and threats made in recent weeks, as well as an increasing number of physical attacks. I welcome the Bolivian people's determination to participate in the elections, Ms. Bachelet said in a statement. She added that the elections represent an opportunity to move forward on social and economic fronts and defuse the extreme polarization that's been plaguing Bolivia in recent years. The UN Human Rights Office deployed a mission to Bolivia in November 2019. It remains in the country to monitor and report on any human rights violations and abuses, including in the context of the elections. Daniel Johnson, UN News.